And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
According to the World Health Organization, approximately 30% of women in North and South America experience intimate partner violence during their lifetimes. In North America, domestic violence also is the most common cause of non-fatal injuries among women, often resulting in broken bones. However, research from the University of Missouri has found 74% of orthopedic trauma surgeons in the United States who treat many victims of domestic violence substantially underestimate the prevalence of domestic violence injuries among their patients. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Gregory De La Rocca, an associate professor of orthopedic surgery at the MU School of Medicine and co-director of orthopedic trauma services at MU Healthcare. Dr. De La Rocca, you've actually been involved in two studies recently on this subject. Essentially, one concerned the evaluation process from a physician's perspective, and the other one concerned the prevalence of abuse. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you provide a little more detail about the studies and what you found?
The first study was a survey of members of the Orthopedic Trauma Association, which is a group of orthopedic surgeons whose practices are almost purely dedicated to fracture management and the evaluation of injured patients. And what we accomplished was a survey of this group that revealed that orthopedic surgeons felt that the prevalence of intimate partner violence perpetrated against female patients of theirs was much lower than it most likely is. So in other words, we found that most surgeons felt that it was present in less than 10% of the patients that they saw who were female. And in fact, a substantial number of the surgeons felt that it was present, that intimate partner violence was a problem in less than 1% of the patients that they saw.
So actually, the prevalence is higher. It's just that they weren't cognizant of the issue.
That's correct. We recently published the second study in The Lancet, which is a British medical journal that has a very wide-ranging audience, that demonstrated that the prevalence of abuse for intimate partner violence perpetrated by men on women in orthopedic fracture clinics appeared to be about 40%. And importantly, this study was a multi-center, multinational study, which focused on multiple orthopedic fracture clinics in the United States, Canada, the Netherlands, Denmark, and India. And so the University of Missouri, as a participating site, contributed some of the data and analysis to the study. But this study seems to demonstrate that this particular prevalence is not isolated to Columbia, Missouri, but rather seems to be a more international phenomenon.
From the study's perspective, what was the definition you, as researchers, used to describe intimate partner violence?
So intimate partner violence is a pattern of behaviors, including physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, economic deprivation, and social isolation. And in this particular case, we specifically focused on intimate partner violence as perpetrated by a male on a female intimate partner. Although intimate partner violence is certainly able to be perpetrated by a female on their male partner or by two homosexual partners on each other, the American Medical Association and other medical societies do recognize that the bulk of intimate partner violence is perpetrated by men on women. And this is also recognized by the World Health Organization.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about intimate partner violence. Do you find, from a physician's perspective, that patients are reluctant to discuss or sometimes offended by being asked about intimate partner violence?
That's a great question, and that is another one of the misperceptions that surgeons had, that being that patients who are not victims of violence may be offended if they are asked about whether or not they may be victims of violence. Our prevalence study, which was published in The Lancet, demonstrated clearly that the bulk of female patients do not feel that it's an invasion of their privacy to be asked about the possibility of violence. And actually, two-thirds of those women actually are in favor of universal screening for violence. And so in general, it seems that the idea of offending the patient seems to be more of a myth than reality.
What changes have you made as a result of the study?
So we have implemented a universal screening of all of our patients, male and female, in our clinics. So every new patient that turns up to our clinics receives, as part of a battery of questions, an inquiry about whether violence is a problem in the home. We are looking to refine this by implementing more direct methods of questioning that may have increased sensitivity for picking up violence, and we're working on developing these tools. We also recently had a seminar where I presented the results of our research to our entire orthopedic department and made sure that they were very aware of what it was that we were doing and just how prevalent this problem is.
You mentioned that really is an international phenomenon. Do you see that there's the possibility for change elsewhere, and how would that take place?
The first way of getting the patterns of behavior on the part of orthopedic surgeons throughout the world to change is to get the information out. And so this study represents a landmark study in that regard, in that we've clearly demonstrated in orthopedic fracture clinics specifically that the prevalence of intimate partner violence perpetrated by men on women is much higher than orthopedic surgeons ever estimated. Although the survey study of the Orthopedic Trauma Association that I conducted included only surgeons from the United States, a similar study, which had been conducted by my research colleagues at McMaster University and the University of Toronto in Hamilton and Toronto, Canada, respectively, demonstrated similar findings in orthopedic clinics in Canada. And so it's reasonable to believe that it is that these types of attitudes or perceptions among surgeons are prevalent throughout the world, although we can't say for certain because we haven't done similar prevalence studies in orthopedic clinics in Europe, Asia, or Africa, or Australia. So we still don't really have the true answer. But the best way to dispel any misperceptions that may exist is first to get the information out there.
What is the most important takeaway message from your perspective?
The most important takeaway message is that a woman presenting with an injury to an orthopedic clinic is a victim of violence until proven otherwise. And that these women who are potential victims of violence don't have a stereotypical appearance. And so the best way to be able to identify victims of violence is to perform universal screening.
Thank you, Dr. De La Rocca, for being my guest. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.